This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has left for his four-day visit to Uzbekistan and Kyrgyz Republic this morning. In his departure statement, Mr. Modi expressed confidence that his visit to Uzbekistan and the Kyrgyz Republic will strengthen India's strategic partnerships in Central Asia and deepen the civilizational connect with the region. He said that in recent years, India-Uzbekistan strategic partnership has seen significant advancement. The Prime Minister said that he is looking forward to having discussions with the President of Uzbekistan, Shavkat Mirziyoyev, on further deepening cooperation in trade and investment, digital connectivity, defence, energy, and on advancing the shared visions of Viksit Bharat and Uzbekistan. The Prime Minister said that at the invitation of President of the Kyrgyz Republic, Sadir Zaparov, he will travel to Bishkek to participate in the 26th SCO summit. Mr. Modi said that he is looking forward to advancing India's vision for the region anchored in security, connectivity and opportunity, and to working with fellow members for a region free from the scourge of terrorism, separatism and extremism, which continue to threaten peace and stability in neighbourhood and beyond. There is considerable discussion about important decisions on cooperation in rare earth minerals during the Prime Minister's visit. In an interview with Akashvani News, Smita Pant, Indian ambassador to Uzbekistan, said that Uzbekistan is rich in natural resources and that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Tashkent will also discuss investment and technology transfer in the mining and rare earth minerals sector.
Several MOUs will be signed, concretizing specific areas of cooperation in the area of culture and many other areas. You will get to know in 2 days' time. There is also strong focus by the leadership of both the countries. Uzbekistan is a resource-rich nation, and our requirements of critical minerals are huge. So I think both sides will also discuss the possibility of having some long-term supply arrangements.
The death toll from devastating flash floods in Nepal and Tibet has risen to 626 this morning, with over 2,000 people remain missing. Police had recovered 233 bodies in Chitwan, 158 in Nawalparasi East, 48 in Gorkha, 47 in Nawalparasi West, 45 in Dhading, 41 in Nuwakot, 31 in Tanahun and 13 in Rasuwa. Search and rescue operations are underway across the affected districts of the Himalayan nation. Officials said that the police are coordinating with residents and other agencies to locate missing people and assist those stranded by the floods. Rescued people are being taken from high-risk areas to safer locations. Additionally, the search and rescue officials are working to clear roads blocked by flood debris and landslides to reopen access and facilitate relief operations. The Ministry of External Affairs yesterday said that 320 Indian nationals remain uncontactable or are reportedly missing following the flash flood tragedy on Wednesday. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said around 100 people of Indian origin holding other nationalities also remain uncontactable. Addressing the media in New Delhi, Mr. Jaiswal said 63 Indian nationals working at Trishuli 1 hydropower project were rescued from the affected area. Mr. Jaiswal said that on the Chinese side, around 400 Indian nationals are safe and in contact with their families. Mr. Jaiswal said that the government has set up a control room in the Ministry of External Affairs, which is working round the clock. Indraprastha Gas Limited has increased the price of compressed natural gas CNG by 3.89 rupees per kilogram. The new rate came into effect from this morning. Following the revision, CNG in the national capital will now cost 86.98 rupees per kilogram. In Gurugram, the revised price is 92.01 rupees per kilogram, while consumers in Ghaziabad and Noida will have to pay 95.59 rupees per kilogram. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid homage to the Indian hockey legend Major Dhyan Chand on the occasion of National Sports Day. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said Major Dhyan Chand's brilliance in Indian hockey continued to inspire generations. India's Velvan Senthil Kumar won the PSA Budapest Squash Open title in Hungary after defeating home favourite Balázs Farkas 3-0 in the final. He had an impressive run to the title, beating world number 18 and Asian Games gold medalist Ian Yao 3-0 in the quarterfinals before overcoming fellow Indian Veer Chotrani 3-2 in the thrilling semi-final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.